The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 13 November 2019. And who do I have up next, Mike? Kenny in Louisiana. Go ahead, Kenny.
John.
Honey, how you doing?
Hey, I got a story for you. My wife was sick 4 or 5 years ago, and she went over to Marshall. We lived in Shreveport. She went over to Marshall, Texas, to get her prescriptions. She went in, got her prescriptions, pulled out of the parking lot, and the cops immediately pulled her over. They rummaged through her car, done everything, done the search thing on her. She called me. I'm a truck driver, so I'm not home. She calls me, and she's crying. She goes, I feel like I've been so violated. I got so mad. I got on the phone. I called the Marshall Police Department and commenced to telling them politely but sternly that what they had done was wrong. They treated her wrong. And they didn't know nothing about it. But we'll get the captain to call you. Well, the captain calls me the next day. Well, I don't know nothing about it. Do you know what uniforms these guys are wearing? I said, they were in your town or pulling over your people in Marshall. And
they tried to deny that that was their officers?
They called my wife a liar that it never happened. I called the mayor and told him if he didn't make some contact with me, that I was going to go to press on this. And I never heard from him. But they called me a liar and called her a liar, yeah, and said it never happened. I said, well, my wife called crying. She just called crying for no reason, telling me what you all done. And they treated her like she was trash. And the reason for searching the car was she had her pharmacy prescriptions that she had just picked up laying on the console. And they determined that they could pull her over and do that, or, you know, search the car. But anyway, long story short, they just said that it never happened. And I'm certain they run her plates. They would have a record of that somewhere, but nobody wanted to mess up to it.
No, there's no computer counter. In other words, when they log into the... Well, you know, Mike, I guess there is a way that you could determine them logging into the computer in their own cars. I'm sure that there's a way they could find that out, but it doesn't sound to me chief of police down there wanted to deny and question, are you sure it was our guys? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. He asked what color uniform they were wearing. And I called my wife. I asked her. I called him back. And she did. She goes, I believe they were blue. It's because I was scared. And, you know, they were treating her, I mean, ungodly rude. My wife's a pretty tough girl, but she was crying. And You know, just like you don't touch your family, you know, you're going to come undone. Boy, yeah. I come undone on them.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you that little story goes with what you're talking about. And I also had another idea for the people in Idaho. Maybe this is too sissified, but maybe on top of the emails that you're passing around, put a shame on you and send it all to the, you know, maybe 10,000 of us, send it to the governor and the sheriff and everybody. They might get, you know, they work on votes. You know, I don't know. I'm upset about that too.
Well, and again, I feel
so sad for them.
And again, you know, when I say this, you know, people have a tendency just to, we gotta go back. I don't know where the misunderstanding is as to how things should be run by way of the Constitution. That's the law of the land. The statutes and policies and this and that and the other doesn't supersede a person's constitutional right. It just doesn't. And they have built this whole conflab here, revenue-generating, people-intimidating. You know, do you feel comfortable when you see a uniform around you? I don't. I keep an eye on until I'm out of their sight. I do not feel comfortable. I remember, I don't know if you were listening to the program, one day I got arrested here in Round Rock for observing two cops rousting a young couple, and I was not interfering. I was 100 yards off. I was at least 300 foot away. Round Rock PD pulled up behind me, asked me what I was doing, and I said, I'm just watching one of the officers over there conduct a stop. Why? Well, you're parked illegally here. It was a strip mall under construction, and they were telling me I was parked illegally. When I got out of that car, there was a female standing there, and I swear to God, she had the eyes of death. And I took one look at her, and there were two male cops on either side of her. I said, whatever you do, gentlemen, do not allow that woman to lay one hand on me. I said, just take a look at her. I said, that is a bomb ready to explode. She's no longer on the Round Rock PD force. I've gotten to a lieutenant down here, and I've gotten a couple of these guys bounced. Because they understand when a citizen recognizes the abnormal behaviors of these cops, they finally recognize that, yeah, this idiot one day might get me killed, and they get rid of him. But unfortunately, they just go someplace else. So I don't know what kind of cops they got down there, but folks, y'all have cell phones. Start at least voice recording, if nothing else. Anytime you get pulled over by the red and blue boys, and you always have the right not to say anything to these guys and ask for their supervisor, because now you've just upped the game on them. Now you've got their chain of command involved, and that's when it starts to get a little bit sticky, because then if stuff is not right and they start covering up and lying, well, now you've got management involved as well. So, all right, well, hey, thanks for that story. I appreciate it.
Yes, John, have a good evening.
Okay,
thank you.
You too, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I can't put up my caller screen because I got stuff all over it. Lloyd in Arizona. Hello, Lloyd.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, well, I think that if we're going to trust Trump to arrest criminals have him in...
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. It's a headpiece, earpiece. I can change that.
Okay. Well, it's. Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear?
There you go. There, voice quality just improved 50%. Go ahead.
Well, I just have a problem with people saying, "Well, I just can't wait to see Trump arrest these criminals." But he can. He hasn't. He just hasn't done it. I can't tell you why. I don't know exactly why, but I have to look at what his actions are. You know, what are his actions? He's not arresting criminals like Hillary. And so what does that make him? A criminal. It makes him a criminal. It makes him an accomplice. And so Trump is a criminal. It's a fact. Okay, it's a fact of life.
Would you much rather have Hillary in there?
Oh, much rather have Hillary, yes. Because Hillary... It is so out in the open with Trump. I mean, shoot, I got people that have people.
You'd put a murdering, lying woman in the Oval Office.
Yeah, yes, yes. Because I can tell you, my family members who are so-called conservatives are like, "Wow, yeah, everything's going pretty good here. Everything looks pretty good." Just sitting back on their haunches. Hey, John, you're always telling us to take action. And they're not taking action whatsoever because, hey, Trump's all right. Trump's in. Trump's in. He's no, you know, he's maybe a little bit better than the Okay, he's better than the Psycho Broad, but not much. Not much.
Oh, I'll be sure to relay that message to the president.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, somebody the other day said, you know, who are some of these callers that call into your show? What's the last one you have up there? Dave in Illinois, go ahead. Hello, David.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing? I'm a little bit nervous, so.
Like I've told people before, you always make yourself some crib notes. Just write down your bullet points so you don't forget them.
Yeah. When me and my dad, he was a cop in federal government, as well as he went through all the different divisions of the federal system, law enforcement. Now, when we would go to work, you know, you would see them confiscating drugs, guns, and taking the stuff back with them. You know, and you're young, you're figured they're, you know, supposed to turn this stuff in. Now, as we got older, and up until just a few years ago, I assumed that stuff would calm down. Well, heck, when he went and transferred through the Department of Interior, they were confiscating everything. For, you know, even if they didn't have a case, they would actually go around from the local departments to see if they wanted to try to see if they can try this case, but they were keeping the property.
Ah, okay. Now I got it. You're talking about property. All right.
Yeah, they were taking everything. Gun, you know, when I was little, they were taking drugs and guns and selling the stuff.
Oh,
and then
course.
They would go to Vegas. And
that's revenue enhancement. You know, cops don't make enough money. You know.
Well, but you're not supposed to be riding and taking to work with your kid to work with you all the time. You know, the first time they took me with them was a year and a half. You know, in Chicago area. So,
yeah.
But you know, you're told to go up to them. You know, and if you need help and. I seen these guys put nightsticks. They even had special nightsticks that were steel, so they only had to hit the person once. I seen them do more things wrong to innocent bystanders than I ever seen them.
And what is the reaction of the police that the people are not following our lawful orders? So now what we're going to do is we're going to get real ugly on them. Yeah, that's the way you gain the help and cooperation of the citizenry. You know, I for one, I am for dumping all PDs across this country, period. Put more people on the sheriff's department. These are the people that are supposed to be held to the Constitution and would be a hell of a lot easier to get rid of if they were not doing their jobs.
You know, it's amazing to see how many guns they would confiscate off legal gun owners.
Oh, yeah.
Legal gun owners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they had them totally legal. They would ask, if, you know, especially if they had concealed carry, because they were able to find out from the, you know, searching the license plates right away. So they would, like my dad would target older women because they were more likely to not have a problem when if they had a good enough weapon to confiscate.
Is your dad still alive?
He's supposed to be just passed away a year and a half. That's why, but I can't, since he worked at this classified air bases. He actually switched me and him and merged us, so they think I'm dead and he's alive. So it caused a lot of difficulties.
Well, just don't try to collect Social Security. That's all I can tell you. Hey, look, I've got a dash.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Gosh. Speaking of voting and all that other stuff in blue cities, and I've got a follow-up here on Minnesota. A new report is raising concerns in the state of Florida. Remember the Chits and the Chad state? Remember Al Gore and George Bush? Yeah. A new report is raising concerns in the state of Florida 1 year before the 2020 elections. The shocking report shows that Palm Beach County, Florida, has at least 24,000 instances of voter irregularities, which means that there are deceased voters, double registrations. They also found cases of illegal aliens registering to vote. Every state has plenty of time to purge voter lists before the 2020 election. Citizens should demand it. If there are 24,000 illegal voters in one Florida county, then there must be millions in the entire state. Yeah. Remember Hillary won by 3 million elect? Yeah. She won by 3 million votes. They don't like the electoral setup. They really don't like that. And why they're pushing this is because they all feel that this country is a democracy, and as long as you can convince 51% of the people of whatever you're selling, well, there's your direct democracy. The Washington Free Beacon reports the Public Interest Legal Foundation, a group that litigates to protect election integrity, evidently they're not doing enough, discovered double voting by the same registrants, double registrants across state lines, deceased voters on the rolls, apparent non-citizens previously registered to vote in Palm Beach County following a three-month investigation involving office visits, record inspections, and voter roll audits. Remember, the Palm Beach County faced criticism as recently as 2018 midterm elections when it could not finish three state-mandated recounts by the deadline. As a result, the county supervisor was ousted from her position, and there was an implementation of a $15 million voting overhaul. $15 million voting overhaul. Concerns ranged from apparent clerical errors, memorialized in voter records, to evidence of dead and double voting. PILF's report states, seemingly unlawful claims of business and government addresses were also found used as residential ones. Some individuals, unwilling or otherwise, even demonstrated an ability to register multiple times under the same name, address, and date of birth thanks to human or computer system errors between the County Election Office and Florida Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle Personnel. Perhaps most alarming of all, apparent non-citizens were documenting registering to vote in Palm Beach County, sometimes while admitting their immigration status on voter applications. Here's what the group ultimately discovered. Bottom line, 225 instances of double voting by the same registrant in 2016. 225 instances of double voting by the same registrant in 2016. Or in 2018, 20,479 double registrations across state lines, 68 uses of non-residential address as county residences, 2,203 deceased voters on the voter roll, 139 instances of records of deceased voters casting ballots, 413 names appearing more than once on the county's voter roll, and 68 apparent non-citizens previously registered to vote for a total average length of 7 years. The voter integrity group, PILF, has found these types of problems across the county. They say there's plenty of time to correct the voters' roll errors. Well, you had the chance to correct that in 2018 and didn't do it. You know, isn't it funny that these supposed groups and their authority and responsibility is to do this, and they don't do it? What are they there for, and who the hell's paying these people? I still say, voting register machines, you vote, you get a paper receipt, period. Or let's just do another voter registration, throw out everything, throw out all the records. Let's have a re-register, and this time, pay attention to who's registering to vote. See, it would seem that simple to me. And it would also throw the fear of God into people out there. See, folks, here's, God, this is the New Jersey way of thinking things. Everything's legal as long as you don't get caught, okay? And that's what these people are doing. The amount of lawlessness, the irresponsibility of people that have jobs that are supposed to be performing a certain job to a certain standard, and what's happening? Oh, hell, let's just blow it up and start all over again. Stuff needs to rebuild anyhow, right? All right. We'll take the break. We'll be back. Something to make us all happy.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Speaking of Minnesota, story by Bradley Dean. As many of you know, the state of Minnesota has a brand new attorney general. His name is Keith Ellison, and his Muslim name is Muhammad Hakim. Over the years, Ellison has operated under names including Keith E. Hakim, Keith X. Ellison, and Keith Ellison Muhammad. I know that there are many that say, how stupid can Minnesotans be? But in reply, I say, not that stupid. There are many at the grassroots level and otherwise who are very aware of what's happening here. Minnesotans are also very aware of the voter fraud taking place in the state, as well as the tactics being played out behind closed doors. It's been accredited to dictatorial, tyrannical communist Joe Stalin. People that cast the votes don't decide an election. The people who count the votes do. Concerning the attorney general race, the end result was Ellison, 1,249,407, and Wardlow, 1,150,459. And all of this with a total of 42,400 and 55,200 Muslims in the state. Just doesn't add up, friends. Just doesn't add up. Furthermore, the same media that 94% of Americans do not believe, and rightfully so, are also in full operation here in Minnesota, attempting to give cover for them that are in fact conspiring against the people of Minnesota. Without the mainstream media's propaganda outlets attempting to breathe life into their agendas that are completely lifeless, and without any credibility or support from the people that they claim to be speaking on the behalf of. How many times does mainstream media need to get caught lying before the Americans realize what they're dealing with? Case in point, I don't know of a single person that wants to see this state handed off to those who mean to destroy it. The tax evader, cop killer supporter, woman abuser, terror-tied funded Attorney General Keith Ellison means to illegally bring into Minnesota a 300% increase of Somalians. I don't know anybody in Minnesota that's advocating for that. And from the Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean site. Cop killer supporter Keith Ellison calls cops to protect him from female journalists armed with mic and camera and a phone. They don't like the scrutiny, folks. Questions, questions, questions. Those bothersome questions. Keith Ellison, Democrat out of Minnesota, is the epitome of the effeminate man today in America. He stands accused by two women who claim that he's not only verbally abused them, but physically assaulted them as well. Isn't that the same state that the comedian was from, the senator that lost his... Al Franken. I'm Al Franken and you're not. Thank God. Investigative journalist Laura Loomer was informed by police in Minnesota that he wanted police protection from her when he found out she was attending the education forum that was held Saturday. He's such a manly man. This is a man who follows a demonic religion, Islam, and supports cop killers. Okay. He does all of this while he stands accused of abusing women and running to be Attorney General of Minnesota. You know, if these Somalians weren't up there driving cabs, wouldn't they be out off the coast of Somalia trying to hijack ships? These people aren't too educated either. They're dumb as a box of rocks. Anyhow. Just saying, folks. And on another issue of voting, illegal immigrants cited in theft of 39 million Social Security numbers. Nearly 40 million Social Security numbers have been stolen and used by illegal immigrants and others to get work, according to agency records obtained by an immigration reform group. The Immigration Reform Law Institute said that from 2012 to 2016, there were 39 million instances. Well, didn't Obama lift somebody's Social Security number as well? It was somebody from, I think it's Joyzy. The Immigration Reform Law Institute said that from 2012 to 2016, there were 39 million instances where names and Social Security numbers on W-2 tax forms did not match the corresponding Social Security records. The group said that there is a thriving black market used by illegal immigrants to get Social Security numbers needed to get a job. Their report draws attention to a move by former President Barack Obama to stop sending so-called no-match letters to employers notifying them that numbers used by employees on their wage forms don't match their identity. Well, of course Barack Obama would do something like that. The change followed the president's decision to approve amnesty for some 700,000 younger immigrants led into the U.S. under the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals. Well, guess what? DACA, Supreme Court is looking for that. It looks like they're going to bounce DACA. Why did it take so long to do so? Are they that busy? What, were they serving? Were they serving hot tea to the... God, I... Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's not on the court today because she's taken ill. The old bat's had so many bouts with cancer, I'm surprised she's still standing. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
This didn't take long. Virginia's new Democrat governor announced it will begin confiscating guns from law-abiding gun owners. Virginia gun owners will now be forced to stay on their toes as its Democratic government has announced it's going to take the war on guns into overdrive within the state. According to the Washington Post, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced during a cabinet meeting on Wednesday that now that Virginia state government is under complete Democrat control for the first time in a generation, they're going to take the heavy stick that they were just given and begin beating gun owners over the head with it. Okay, you bring your stick, I'll bring my gun. Just like these idiots. Bring a stick to a gunfight. Regarding gun control, he referred to 8 common sense bills he proposed for the special legislative session he convened in July in the aftermath of mass shootings in Virginia Beach on May 31st. Republicans who controlled the General Assembly shut down that session after 90 minutes, sending all the bills to the crime commissioner and promising to reconvene after the election. Now, Northam mentioned universal background checks, banning the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, restoring the law that limits purchases to one gun a month, and a red flag law that would empower a court to temporarily remove a gun from a person deemed to be a risk to himself or others. Now, that's definitely bad, but it's far from the worst part. Reporters asked Northam if he was going to begin taking assault weapons from gun owners, and Northam's answer was straight out of an Orwellian novel. "That's something I'm working on with our Secretary of Public Safety," he said. "I'll work with the gun violence activists, and we'll work on that. I don't have a definite plan today." Now, how Northam plans to strip legal gun owners of their firearms wasn't exactly discussed in detail. In fact, expressing details wasn't exactly high on the priority list, which can tell you a lot of things already. Whatever is going to happen, Virginia Democrats don't want people prepared for it. Now, what's more, Northam, like every other Democrat, is using nebulous language about what guns he plans on taking. There is no such thing as an assault weapon, at least as far as precise models of firearms goes. He could take the language and run with it to mean any gun that looks remotely scary. Most importantly, it's unclear how he's going to be able to pass legislation that would allow for the confiscation of firearms from legal gun owners, much less enact a red flag law. The constitutional problems he'd run into would prevent quite a few of the laws he'd like to pass, and even if he did manage to pass bans and confiscation laws, he'd be fighting legal battles in the Supreme Court until the cows came home. I'm not saying that to make it seem like gun owners shouldn't worry as much. They absolutely should. What I'm saying is that there's going to be a legal war erupting around Virginia very soon, and every gun owner should lend their help in fighting it. Well, before the people themselves have to pick up those arms to fight the government. Yeah, I think that'd be a real good idea if we got a handle on things before something like that happened. And folks, this is what they're deathly afraid of. This guy, I don't know who this guy is, but he looks like the town drunk that hang out the corner bar in Hometown USA. I don't even know who this guy is. Now, you take the oath of office. I am assuming here, Mike, don't they have the constitutional oath of office, taking office of governor, that they are there to protect and serve the Constitution of the United States? Where does he get off with this kind of stuff? I'll go you one better. The next clown that refers to his country as a democracy should be pulled out of office like that. Because how can you constitutionally, how can you get into office and protect and defend the Constitution when you don't even recognize it? You don't even recognize the form of government that you just plopped your fat little tush in that seat. Gads and little fishes. Sheldon in Spokane. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, good evening. I'm sorry you're in such a bad mood. I have two questions, please, sir.
I'm not in a bad mood. What makes you think I'm in a bad mood, Sheldon?
The first question is, you said ask with their superiors, which a lot of people have been suggesting lately. How do you know that when that takes place, you just weren't routed to the duty officer at the time? Or are they one and the same? Could that happen? Do you know that?
Are you talking about my comment about calling their superior, calling their supervisor?
Yes, affirmative. Yes. Who is there? Is there a on duty person that is over all the people that are in the field, or is that the duty officer that sits behind the desk?
They generally refer to them as being watch commanders, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same person?
Yeah, I'd call them by a different name, but it's still the same duties.
Okay. And here's your chance to yell at me now. Last week, you did a wonderful rant on all the kickbacks from the pharmacy to the doctors and $700 they get for every CAT scan they suggest. I really wanted that. I just walked in the door. Do you remotely know what day that might have been?
No. There's
that
so
was
much.
Quite painless. Have a good night.
Okay, Sheldon. Why does he think I was angry? I get a little pissy here, reading the idiocy that I read, the information I'm imparting to you. I mean, I feel like Alice in Wonderland on an acid trip. I don't recognize the country I'm living in. And yeah, I guess I do get a little testy when I'm imparting this stuff to people, but shouldn't I be? Shouldn't I be angry? Shouldn't you be angry? I would hope the answer to that would be yes. Let me see here. Did I do a good job of staying away from the impeachment hearings? That's right. What impeachment hearings? Thank you, Michael. I'm sorry? Oh, that's right. You mean shift for brains? You know how weird his eyes look? Folks, I'm sorry you can't see this. But now, what I would like to do to Adam Schiff is have 50, 75, 100 people. And when Schiff would come out, you just all stand there and stare at him with no eyelidded eyeballs, just staring at him. Who are these congenital liars? You gads and little fishes, folks. We need an honest government. We need an honest government. We need a constitutional government. These guys are running. And when was the last time you heard in mainstream media anybody clocking any of these characters referring to this country as being a democracy? They're all doing it. Where they used to say nation or our country, now they're referring to it as a democracy. And in the truest sense of that's our form of government, our democracy. It's not a democracy. We do not have direct vote. We have a different system. It's called the Electoral College. Every state has so many votes. You cast your votes within that state, and there is your Electoral College vote. Texas has what? 37? Is it 37? I think we have 37 electorals. Is that right? 38. Right, I was off. By the way, I noticed this story last night and I posted it up. There are 22, Fukushima. Aren't you proud of our news media and what they've covered on Fukushima? That's still leaching radioactive stuff in the water off the coast of Japan. Haven't they done a marvelous job covering that? Well, here's another one you didn't hear about on mainstream news. There's 22 million gallons of nuclear waste under a concrete dome on a Pacific island. Okay, well, that might not be too bad. It's kind of out of the way, except for one thing. It's sinking. They plopped this huge concrete. I mean, I don't even know how many thousands of tons of concrete this is, but the damn thing is sinking in the ocean. L.A. Times had this as a harrowing news story about the Entoek Atoll in the Marshall Islands. Japanese forces invaded the small Pacific nation and its residents during World War I, and the United States did the same during World War II under that classic guise of liberation. But the U.S. was hardly acting altruistically at the time nor since then. The island's location made it a prime strategic military base in the Pacific. It was also isolated enough to make it a convenient nuclear testing site, if you disregarded the 72,000 people who lived there, of course. Between 1946 and 1962, U.S. military experiments produced 108 megatons of nuclear yield in the Marshall Islands, about 80% of the country's total radioactive waste output from nuclear testing. That's the equivalent of 1.6 atomic bombs dropped every day for 12 years. And after that, the U.S. decided to gradually cede control of the land back to the Marshallese people. We just kind of left it all behind. And we were kind enough to pour a bunch of concrete on top of 22 million gallons of nuclear waste left behind on one specific island, creating the Runit Dome, R-U-N-I-T. But that dome is still there, and the concrete is starting to crack, and sea levels are rising rapidly, particularly in Pacific. I don't buy that, but it's part of the propaganda program here, folks. Further accelerating that erosion process. Now, that dome, affectionately and appropriately called the tomb by the locals, is threatening to leach all that nuclear waste into the land and into the ocean. Now, I realize that an island-sized nuclear waste dump called the tomb in the middle of the Pacific Ocean sounds like some straight-up Godzilla sci-fi stuff, but I assure you, this is real. An article about Entuak Atoll about 4 years ago as part of a larger campaign about climate change. Yeah, just disregard that. This new LA Times piece goes much further, however, as it reveals some new details that really pour salt into that gaping imperialistic nuclear wound. Can you see where this is coming from? Okay, just as long as you recognize it's coming from a little liberal. The Times review of thousands of documents and interviews with the U.S. Marshallese officials found that the American government withheld key pieces of information about the dome's contents and weapons testing program before the two countries signed a compact in 1986 releasing the U.S. government from further liability. How in God's green earth did that happen? The United States did not tell the Marshallese that in 1958 it shipped 130 tons of soil from its atomic testing grounds into Nevada to the Marshall Islands. Oh, that's right. Remember they used to dig trenches out there and test nuclear weapons, and soldiers would just stand there with glasses on to protect their eyes? I have seen photographs of mothers sitting with their children looking out the windows, the front windows of their house, and they're viewing the mushroom clouds. You know, nobody in the United States government was telling these people, hey, this is deadly radioactive stuff that'll kill you. They weren't telling them that. Because guess what? Up until that point, the bombs weren't dropped on anybody. Until Nagasaki and Hiroshima. John in Kentucky. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, with respect to what happened today, I've just got one question. Or I didn't watch either. Were the alleged witnesses put under oath under the penalty of perjury?
Probably not. I don't know. I couldn't tell you that honestly because I didn't watch it.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stand to watch it. But anyway, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
You know, that's the attitude we all have to take. And what has happened, I think, that we have absorbed so many punches and so many hits that we're punch drunk. That somehow that this is magically going to go away. You know, I saw an over-the-top enthusiasm about Donald Trump. Here's one man being elected to office. But we have a whole country full of problems here, and everybody expects this guy to fix their pet peeve problem. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, a president shouldn't have this hard of a job trying to fight off people who want to throw him out of office because of why? Because they just want to. Well, there's a story that just came out recently from Snopes, you know, the lefties that do the fact-checking. Well, evidently, ever since Eisenhower, the Democrats have pretty much tried to impeach all the presidents. So this fits a pattern. Now, the thing that bothers me about this, and these people that are concocting these lies, what's going to happen to them? Is that the reason why you mentioned the, do they take an oath? Do they swear?
About,
yeah. Yeah.
Then they commit treason when they violate that.
Well, at the very least, giving false testimony is a jailable offense. At the very least. Oh, that treason word, my God. I don't even know how far down the ladder we should put that rung. But man, what I'm seeing in Washington, D.C. right now, I mean, these people like Brennan, they should be in prison right now.
They should be hung.
I didn't want to go that far, but I'd give them the option. Here's a gun. I'll give you one bullet. Here's a locked room. Go ahead. Otherwise, we're going to hang you. I'll give you the opportunity to take your own life rather than having the state take it for treason. Is everybody missing this point? This Comey and this other guy, they were communist, registered communist voters back in the 70s. And they found themselves to be the head of the most powerful intelligence agencies in the face of this planet, CIA and FBI. What? How do you get good stuff out of bad people? In answer to your question, I don't know if they took the oath or not. What would it really matter?
I've got some more stuff on the Nickersons if you need that.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me take the break. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody walks into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take
down. Is that bumper music? I can't hear it. Turn that up. You're busted, man. It's a shakedown. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. I do? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The caller had something more on Nickerson. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, John. This is still John.
Okay, go ahead.
It's in the talking about the Nickersons,
mm-hmm.
When they tried to make payment and it was refused, in the Uniform Commercial Code, it's 1.107 is in the Commercial Code. And we're going to read you, it's a little bit different in the real Uniform Commercial Code. This is the statutized one from Florida. It says, waiver or renunciation of claim or right after breach. The claim or right arising out of an alleged breach can be discharged in whole or part without consideration by agreement of the aggrieved party in an authentic record. In other words, once you go ahead, if there was somebody there to witness that they tried to make the payment and it was refused, then the debt is discharged and they own the place completely at that point. That's the rule under UCC. Also, if the document was altered at all in any way, and it was because it was sold, so it had to be altered, then that means that the original contract is void. What they did to these people is cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, that's an understatement. All right, John, I appreciate you sliding that in there. Thank you very much.
One more little thing, if I could.
Okay, I'm running out of time here.
Okay. In Virginia, there's a thing called SMI LLC. That's the shadow corporation with 108 corporations under it. And this goes back to a guy named Roger Baird at Harp Enterprises, who is here in Kentucky, who owns all the voting machines. They stole the election here. Millie Weaver put it up on a YouTube, and it's a millennial Millie YouTube.
Do you remember what the punishment was for messing with the vote? It was a pretty stringent punishment, wasn't it?
It should be death.
Yeah, you would think.
Because it's subverting the Constitution, because if this is a constitutionally limited republic, then what's going on here is absolutely treason.
It is treason. It's the new democracy. As long as I can convince 51% of the people to follow my line of BS, congratulations. There's your democracy.
If you don't have the voting box and you don't have a jury box, because you can't get a jury trial anymore, most of the judges are all, put in by New World Order presidents that we've had in the past, then you don't have that either. It's leading you right straight to the cartridge box.
That's what I was just going to say. I still have a box left.
I'm afraid that's where we're going.
I do believe so. Okay, thanks, John. Appreciate your call. Ken, you got about a minute, sir. Hello,
wow,
Ken.
That was good information.
Yep.
The only thing I was going to say is I heard a clip this morning, and it was a witness, and the witness said that he heard from somebody else that Trump was more concerned about getting Biden than he was about the Ukraine. So that's your level of evidence.
Yeah. And Joe Biden can't even get Joe Biden. I mean, I wouldn't even trust this idiot to walk into a voting booth and vote for himself. I really wouldn't. God. Well, all right.
I just have one more thing. If you vote for Hillary, here's what you're getting. It's what Al Bundy once said, I'm married with children. It's the devil and she's a woman.
The devil's in the details. Have you ever seen such an accomplished liar like Hillary? I mean, she just, lies are her truth. She can say anything that she wants. And she does it convincingly, and when confronted with it, she just turns her head and just totally ignores it. I'm tired of this. I'm completely tired of it.
I'm gonna get some marinated and core eggs and Gulf shrimp for the weekend. Good night.
Thank you, Ken.
Have a good weekend.
All right, folks. It's only Thursday. It's Wednesday. Why is he saying having a good weekend? I was hoping he was still there. At any rate. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Please, folks, send in your donations. The network needs your support. I don't like to get all up in arms, get my blood pressure up, but I think you pretty much figured out this network's important. Please keep it above water, please.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.